say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Before we get started with February's Live Oak shows, I want to give a big special thank you to all of our sponsors. Pearl Promoting, Lori's Dive-In, Blazer 88, Mr. Kevin and Ty, and everybody over at Cottonfield Grill, along with Back Road Park and Event Venue. Lori's Dive-In, Down Yonder Hat Co. Go check out my boy Seth. He's at all of our shows. He's at this one right here you're about to hear, selling merch. Please go buy some now. It's the official merch of the Josh Terry Podcast. My guy, Mr. Bubba, with hashtag 601 Roofing King and Blue Collar Alliance on Facebook. Check him out now. Our OnlyFans Girl of the Month, Miss Missy, who is a badass. We did a show with her at the beginning of the month. Please go check it out now. She is awesome. You can check out her free page on OnlyFans at youfound_Missy, or you can get the good shit at you_found_Missy. She is a bombshell. Check her out now. Better Than Basic Marketing, my girl Erica has hooked us up with everything. You should hit her up for all of your needs. And don't forget to check out thejoshterrypodcast.com. She did it. Christina Martin Photography. Check her out on Instagram and Facebook. If you see pictures from Live Oak, from these shows, she is the one who has took them. She does a great job. Project K9 Hero. Shout out to my guy, Mr. Jason Johnson. Cashman, Sophia's, and The Library in Macon, Georgia. My guy Ron has all three of his businesses sponsoring with us and has been with us since the beginning. Thank you to Mr. Ron. Now, I'm going to shut the hell up and I'm going to turn it over to, well, me. Enjoy the show, y'all.
Hello, Live Oak. How are y'all doing today? That's fucking weak already. I'm the hungover one. I have no energy. This ain't gonna work if y'all ain't got no energy. How the fuck are y'all doing today? Damn, you in Nashville act like it. Anyway, usually when we do this every month, it's usually me and some of my friends sitting up here talking, but I am really hungover, so we're not gonna do that today, so y'all don't have to hear my fat ass too much. But what we are gonna do is we're going to play some good country music today for the next 6 hours. But I've asked everybody that's doing the show today. Toby Keith passed away this week, so they're going to do a bunch of originals. But I'm going to ask everybody if they want to do a Toby Keith song at some point in time tonight, do one. So when they do it, y'all better raise a little hell for the man. You hear me? So I want to introduce you to everybody on stage. Mr. Hunter Mounts. Kyle Austin. Mr. Phil Kane. And then my buddy down here, this is his first time in Nashville, playing in Nashville. He's a baby. I brought him up from Georgia. My buddy, Mr. Cade Beecher. Y'all give him a round of applause. Now, if you ain't been to one of our shows, it ain't just a rider's round. It's a fucking party. So what I need you guys to do is buy some food, buy some drinks, tell your friends to come out, tell your mom and them, and y'all do some stupid shit and have a good time tonight. Let's give them a round of applause.
That works great. I always do stupid shit, so.
All right, this first song mine is called Under the Table. I wrote this with Nick DeLeo.
Yeah, I met a woman about 6'7". She caught my eye at the 7-Eleven. Buying Jack Link's jerky and a carton of Marlboro Reds. Anchor tattoo on her sunburned shoulder. Wasn't close to my age, she was quite a bit older. With arms like a hammer and a few teeth short of a set. Against my better judgment, I didn't go home, 'cause you know I can't spend Friday night alone. We went downtown all around, painting it red, split a fifth of Black Label straight to the head. Tell you how it got here if I was able, but the reason I'm under this table, she drank me here. I woke up next morning with bloodshot eyes, needed hair of a dog just to stay alive. Didn't know what hit me till I saw her feet hanging off of that bed. She shoved me in the shower, hollered, get cleaned up. Next thing I knew, she fixed me a cup. It was a stiff concoction that could get the dead walking again. Against my better judgment, I didn't go home, 'cause you know I can't spend Saturday night alone. We went downtown, drank down every last keg, and I swear to everything she had a hollow leg. She was putting down booze like no man I'd ever seen. We were drinking out of pitchers, climbing them walls, had to puke in a rally in the bathroom stall. Hell, the mechanical boys even crying, woman, get off me. I tell you how I got here, I was able. I think the reason I'm under this table, she drank me here. Yeah, our last stop, we met a couple of fellas. Took the money in pool and they got a little jealous. One man came at me with a knife in his hand. She threw him through the door and we were gone like the wind. When downtown closed down every last bar, some things have got a way of going way too far. I tell you how I got here if I was able, but the reason I'm under this table, it's 'cause she drank me here. Yeah, the reason I'm under this table is 'cause she drank me here.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna play a song here I wrote with a friend of mine, Blaine Younger. We're both from Kansas, so we thought two Kansas boys should write this song. The song's called Get Out of Dodge. Hope you enjoy it. Well, that old truck's been sitting out there for long enough. Should probably take her for a spin and make sure she fires back up. But there's one thing keeping me from taking it on the town. Baby, it's your memory. It's always bringing around. I get the miles out of a Chevy. I get the horses from a Ford. I take a Tundra, I take any two-wheel drive or 4x4, just to leave those memories parked inside that old garage, 'cause that's all I get out of Dodge. It's still got that CD that you burned me on that same song when you left. That empty front seat leaves me hurting when I remember what you said. And that back seat where you kiss me is all I see in the rear view. That old truck ain't going nowhere, baby, unless it's got you. I get the miles out of a Chevy. I get the horses from a Ford. I take a Tundra, I take any two-wheel drive or 4x4, just to leave those memories parked inside that old garage. cause that's all I get out of Dodge. Yeah, that's all I get out of Dodge. Well, all my friends are telling me that I should probably trade it in, but I keep holding on in case you come back again. I get the miles out of a Chevy, I get the horses from a Ford, I take a Tundra, I take any two-wheel driver 4x4. Just to leave those memories parked inside that old garage, cause that's all I get out of Dodge. Yeah, that's all I get out of Dodge. Thank you.
That's a great song, man. What's up, y'all? My name is Phil Kane here, and this song I'm gonna be playing here is a song about kind of feeling like the person you're with is you're not good for them, but just kind of staying anyway because you like them. So it's called Divine. Here's how it goes. I should have warned you. Darling, I'm dangerous. I'm bad for your innocence, but you're so good for mine. Maybe that's why we're lovers. We complete each other. Feel so divine. It feels so divine. It feels so divine. It feels so divine. I wanna hold you deep in my arms, but I don't wanna say the words. I wanna do you no harm, so I laugh and I'll stutter because so divine. It feels so divine. It feels so divine. It feels so divine. Hope it feels so divine. Oh, it feels so divine.
Thank you, folks.
My man just went and did that in his slippers, dude. That was something, bro.
My name is Cade Beecher, and this is a song I wrote a couple years back. It's called Born to Do.
Well, I wish that I'd have been born back in 1824, and back in the days when the cowboy rode the Broncos into war. I'd sit up high on my horse, drinking whiskey from my flask, tell the yellow belly across the room he can kiss my cowboy ass. Cause I was born to be a cowboy, I was born to ride this horse. I was born to pick this guitar. I was born to fight in some wars. I was born to do whatever it is God intended me to do. Well, but most of all, I was born to love you. And well, I'd only go back then if you could tag along. I'd sing them all the songs that I wrote when I was alone. I'd sing them loud and I'd sing them clear. I pray to God the angels hear a soft lullaby to you, my dear. 'Cause I was born to be a cowboy. I was born to ride this horse. I was born to pick this guitar. I was born to fight in some wars. I was born to do whatever it is God intended me to do. Well, but most of all, I was born to love you. Whoa, I was born to love you. I was born to love you.
Love it, man. I feel grateful to be up here with you guys on the stage. You guys are awesome. And Josh, thank you so much for having me tonight, man.
Yeah, for real.
Really, really appreciate it.
Call me?
Called you Greens. me and Kyle and our friend Nick DeLeo wrote a song. It's just about whenever you get a woman and she doesn't really approve of anything that you do. Anyway, had this idea in my phone for a long time. She was raised by collared shirts. I was raised on collared greens. We went with that. This is what came out. Let's see.
She was raised by collared shirts. I was raised on collared greens. Looking back, it's a fact that's a match made in hell. Nothing ever was good enough. Always wanted expensive stuff. Us rednecks know what's next all too well.
Just didn't like the truck I drive. Tried to make me change my life. The clothes I wear, my shoes, my hair, the works. One night lying in bed, I realized I was over my head and I was back slipping out the back before anyone heard.
Yeah, the one I was looking for sure wasn't her.
I need a honky-tonk down to the bone, sipping something strong all night long. No matter when she walks in, she's right on time.
A whole lot of hot, little bit of sweet, knows just what this old boy needs. I'm trying to find a way to make her mine.
Find me a woman just like that. One tick short of a heart attack. A whole lot of trouble in a cowboy hat. Find me a woman just like that. Ever since I was good and gone, spent a couple of nights alone. I was itching for fixing, it became clear as day.
Instead of trying to settle down, I bought a girl that'll paint the town. Hot little mess in a dress, what's left to say?
If you see a girl like that, send her my way.
I need a honky-tonk down to the bone, sipping something strong all night long. No matter when she walks in, she's right on time.
A whole lot of hot, a little bit of sweet, knows just what this old boy needs. I'm trying to find a way to make her mine. Find me a woman just like that. One tick short of a heart attack. A whole lot of trouble in a cowboy hat. Find me a woman just like that. Oh yeah! Sipping something strong all night long. Whole lot of hot, a little bit of sweet. Knows just what this old boy needs. A honky tonk down to the bone. Sipping something strong all night long. No matter when she walks in, she's right on time. A whole lot of hot, a little bit of sweet. Knows just what this old boy needs. I'm trying to find a way to make her mine. Find me a woman just like that. One tick short of a heart attack. A whole lot of trouble in a cowboy hat. Find me a woman just like that.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Put that one out in September together. So.
Yes, sir. Took a cover photo for the album art on top of my van, and shortly after that, it quit running. So I guess it's the curse of the single, you know? Anyway.
What?
I'm just thinking out loud, man. I shouldn't have a mic in front of me.
My question is, why were we on the van?
I don't know.
On top of it. It has seats in it, you know? Yeah. I'm going to do a song here I wrote with Hunter Mounts. And Joe Costa. Oh, yeah. This song's about a guy that's real quick to shoot down love. So the song's called Quick Draw. Hope you enjoy it. I felt a harsh western wind when you walked in the room. Of all the bars around this old town, you had to pick my son. They say you're something new, but I've seen girls like you before. And I couldn't help but notice you smile every time. I tip my hat and take a drink when your eyes meet mine. I know I'm caught red-handed, but girl, I can't stand it. I'm a hair trigger. Love ain't done nothing for me except be a grave digger. So I keep to my guns, and that's why I figure it don't last too long or even come round at all. When I feel that fire burning, I stay far from the flames, 'cause I'm too tired of hurting. And I'll probably never change up, that I'm certain. I keep my hands close to the hip like love's a standoff. So girl, you better be a quick draw. Well, a couple whiskeys in, girl, I might ask you to dance. I could hold you close, but we ain't holding hands. This ain't a Hollywood romance, and I'd love to take a chance, but I'm a hair trigger. Love ain't done nothing for me except be a grave digger. So I keep to my guns, and that's why I figure it don't last too long or even come round at all. When I feel that fire burning, I stay far from the flames, 'cause I'm too tired of hurting. And I'll probably never change up, that I'm certain. I keep my hands close to the hip like gloves of standoff. So girl, you better be a quick draw. You better make a move, 'cause girl, it's high noon and I'm tired of fighting this off anyway. But I'm a hair trigger. Love ain't done nothing for me except be a grave digger. So I keep to my guns and that's why I figure this won't last too long or even come round at all. When I feel that fire burning, I stay far from the flames 'cause I'm too tired of hurting. And I'll probably never change up that, I'm certain. I keep my hands close to the hip like loads of standoff. 'Cause girl, you can't beat a quick draw. I felt a harsh whispering wind when you walked in the room. Of all the bars around this old town, you had to pick my soul. They say you're something new, but I've seen girls like you before.
Thank you. That was called Quick Draw.
All right, y'all, for this next song, I'm going to sing a song I wrote for my girlfriend. We've been together about a year. She ain't here tonight, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's called Her of the Road, and it's kind of a song about just kind of having to make that tough choice if you're a musician, you know, just like if you're going to hit the road or settle down, and, you know, so this is kind of what it's about. It's called Her of the Road. Cannot help but to fall right away, fall every day for her. The smells of perfume, oh, they light up my room. The smells that remind me of her. Oh, she laughs when I talk, she's a key to my lock. I kept hidden and waiting for her. I'd be empty inside without her. The shell of a man I would be. Said I'll go. Should I hang my hat up? 'Cause I just don't know if I can choose between her or the road. Shine from your eyes, overshadows the lights. When everyone there knows my name, you'd still stick out, even out in a crowd. Pull me in like a moth to the flame. We can both walk that walk, we can both talk that talk. Where I'm supposed to be, I'd be empty inside without her.
take it. Every last place that I'll go. Should I hang my hat up? 'Cause I just don't know if I can choose between her or the road.
Thank you, folks.
This next one is one that I wrote this past weekend. It's called Hurt You.
And I've seen the lights come on at closing time. And I've seen the sunrise after a long night. And I've played games with people's hearts who didn't deserve a thing but love. Oh. And I've done things that I ain't proud of. I'm running away when times got tough. Leave me standing there in the dust, not holding on like I should have. Some old drugged up too, and I've done everything but I ain't never hurt like I hurt when I hurt you. And I ain't never hurt like I hurt when I hurt you. I've made so many of the same mistakes, and I've learned way too much the hard way. And I've messed up more time than I'd like to count. But the truth is, and it turns out, that I wouldn't change it even if I could. I still run away when times got tough. I still leave you standing there in the dust. And I wouldn't hold on like I should have. Still be stubborn like a mule. I still be someone drugged up too. And I'd do everything in the book. 'Cause I ain't ever hurt like I hurt when I hurt you. Said I ain't ever heard like I heard when I heard you. It did us some good, the time we spent apart. I hate it had to come to two broken hearts. But now they're mended together, stronger than ever before. And I can promise you this now. I'll run away when times get tough. And I won't leave you standing there in the dust. And I'll hold on like never before. I ain't never heard like I heard when I heard you. And I don't wanna hurt like I heard when I heard you. And I don't wanna hurt you like I heard you when I heard you.
Woo!
Nice.
Sorry, I yelled in the mic right there. I got psyched.
All right. This is our last pass, I believe, and thanks so much to Josh over here, man, for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, really appreciate it, buddy.
Make sure if you guys have a cell phone, which I know at least a couple of you do, get on podcasts and check out the Josh Terry podcast.
It's a
great show, and you'll get to hear interviews with people all around the city that are playing music and doing other stuff, and it's a great show. So Make sure you guys check that out. I'm going to do a Toby Keith song. This is one of the ones that I know, so I'm gonna try it for you.
Day by day, we let love just walk away, and I'll be the first to say that I was glad to see it go. And day by day, ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. Girl, I've just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? Yeah, I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were out there all the time. I'd search and never find someone who loves me like you do. Years apart, where I'm giving you my heart. Yeah, I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I've just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? Yeah, I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. Baby, if you feel like I do, come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? Night after night, yeah, I look to the stars, wondering where you might be. And I think to myself, is that very same moon shining on me like it's shining on you? Does that blue moon ever shine on you? Yeah, I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. Baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you?
Appreciate it. Here's a Toby Keith. Y'all drink one for him.
Yeah, like Josh said. I know we kept it pretty sad boy up here, but like Josh said, we like to have a party. So if you guys have a drink, stick it up in the air right now for Toby Keith, dang it. And if you don't, the terrorists win, damn it. So drinks up if you got a drink, stick it up in the air. If you don't have a drink, give us your favorite finger at least. Whatever that one is great. On the count of three, one great big hell yeah. One, two, three, hell yeah! I'm going to do a party song here.
That's right. We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother and your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish in your toes and the run in your hose. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want to see. I like talking about you usually, but occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams, we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about you guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart and your brain and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about number one. Oh, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want to see. I like talking about you usually, but occasionally I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. Oh, me. I want to talk about me.
You.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want to see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Oh, me. I want to talk about me.
Well, that was awesome.
Awesome.
All right, y'all. Well, before we wrap it up, my last song, I just want to say thanks for everyone listening. Thanks to Josh for having us on. And, yeah, this last song I'm going to do is a song that I wrote about my favorite type of woman out there. And you'll just hear it when you hear it. But I got some buddies in the back that sure do love this song, so I can't disappoint them.
Finding big old women everywhere that I see as I walk down Broadway, Tennessee. But if it's the right time, honey, I don't mind a little meat on the bone. At the start of the evening, I was feeling her weight. At the start of the evening, I was feeling a weight. But by the end of the night, I was feeling her weight pressing down on me. Honey, I can't breathe. I think I wanna go home. Oh, the night taught me what I can and can't do. But hell, I figured big girls need a little bit of loving too. They need some loving too. We woke up, she wanted coffee and breakfast. 5 eggs with some toast from Texas. A gallon of sweet iced tea to wash it all the way down. I told my buddies that there's something about her. I wanna feed her, wanna make her fatter. I sure do love that woman from the feet to the crown. Oh, and even after all you put my oven through, I figure big girls need a little bit of loving too.
Come on, folks, I hear some more. One more time now.
Oh, now, and even after all you put my oven through, I figure big girls need a little bit of loving too.
Thank you, folks.
I guess I'm ending the night off, but I'm going to end it off on a song that I wrote with my good buddy Will Moseley. It's called Back Out on the Street.
I once met a man at a train station in Birmingham. Grew up in
in the Great Depression, word hard for everything in his possession. It all fit in a burlap sack, filled with clothes and strapped to his back. Left him out there all by himself. He's been rode hard and put up well. Seen some things he'll never forget. Not in this life, 'cause he's already tried. Gave it all up for a girl with blonde hair. She ran off and left him standing there. He thought that this time he'd been beat. Back out on the street. Back out. Daddy went off and died in the war. His mama walked right on out that door. Left him running, fending for himself. His family don't come home anymore. Finds himself lying on the floor. Always turning to the bottle on the ship. And he's been rode hard and put away. Seen some things he'll never forget. Not in this life, 'cause he's already tried. Gave it all up for a girl with blonde hair. She ran off, left him standing there. He found it this time. He'd been back out on the street. Back out on the street. He'd known, living in a glass house, dodging every stone. Left him out there all on his own. And he's been rode hard and put up with. Seen some things he'll never forget. Not in this life, 'cause he's already tried. Gave it all up for a girl with blonde hair. And she ran off, left him standing there. He thought that this time he'd been beat. Back out on the street. Back out on the street. With gold under his feet. Gold under his feet. Finally found a home.
Love that.
Hell, that ain't a bad way to start off the show. I'm not even fucking hungover no more. That was good, boys. Hey, by the way, Phil, how old are you?
19.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be hell when you get hair on your nuts, boy. That ain't that bad. You ain't that bad either. Anyway, sure. Y'all give it up for everybody up here. Mr. Hunter Mounts. Mr. Kyle Austin. Phil Kane, Miss Cade Beecher. We'll be right back. Make sure you get some alcohol in you. It's going to make all of us sound fucking better for us. Over.
I know. Hey, guys. Is it on? Okay. Hey, guys. I'm Jensen Sessoms, buddy Josh's. Josh Terry, thank you for having us. Real quick, I think we got some more people coming out. But welcome to the 6 o'clock hour. We got Corey Michael Harris. We got Charlie Reynolds.
Woo-hoo!
We got Sam Stone. All the way from the boot, we got Micah Kennedy.
Woo!
And also, y'all come over and look up Down Yonder Hat Company. Come see our guys down here. And tip your bartenders, get drinks, have some fun. Just like Josh likes us to. and stream or look up his podcast. Y'all know he likes to have fun. He likes to entertain us. So y'all have some fun and enjoy tonight. Stay all night, drink, have fun, keep going, get an Uber, all that good stuff. So enjoy tonight. Thanks so much. Woo!
How's everybody doing tonight? My name is Corey. I'm going to play some songs for you guys. This first song is an original song of mine called September. Back row of a Baptist church, watching her daddy giving her to the man I always thought I'd be. It wasn't all that long ago that she was mine to hold. Never thought she'd ever say goodbye. Maybe if I'd held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, she just might have stayed. Now she's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember September. September. Well, she's forgetting me. That's clear to see, and she don't need me anymore. Everything seems so right. She walked out of my life. That's the day love gave up on me. Maybe if I'd held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, just might have stayed. But now she's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember stronger, she just might have stayed. But now she's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember September. But I can't forget about September. Help me forget about September. Thank you. Got nothing.
Yeah.
Check. Oh, there we are. There we are. Well, hey, guys. My name is Charlie Reynolds, and I'm so thankful to be here tonight. This is so fun. The first song I'm going to be doing is my next single. It's called Love You Long. Now, but knowing me, I won't love you long. No, I won't love you long. I won't love you long as this car's got four wheels to get me out of here. 'Cause I'll be gone with the wind before you know it. 'Cause just when it's getting good, that's when I get to go. And it's just how I am, and I know it might be wrong. Yeah, I might love you now, but knowing me, I won't love you long. so much. Beautiful.
Thank you. All right, my buddy James just walked in, so I'm going to play a song we wrote together. It's called Wolf Mountain Road. I'm Sam Stone. I'm originally from Southern California. Any West Coasters or people from out of state? I saw one hand in the air. Cool. Where are you from? Where are you from?
Hemet.
Hemet? Okay, cool. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, I ride horses for a living and do music. So pretty much the two things that cost me money, pretty much. But I like to write about horses and just my lifestyle and what I do. So you'll hear a little bit of a female Coulter, female Tyler Childers, if you will. So, you know, hope you enjoy.
There's an old dirt path on the dark side of Appalachia. Only old man knows what happened. Where the river meets the road, don't get too close. There's a beat down house sitting right out on the outskirts, where her mama and daddy had her boarded up in ashes from the passion.
You got it. My name is Micah Kennedy. I'm from Ruston, Louisiana. And over here to my left is my buddy Lane Tremaine. I'm glad I brought him so I can actually kind of compete with these guys today. You know, this first song, it's a sad song. It's called Used to Be Me, and I hope you guys like it, all right? Heard you headed up north trying to run from something. Set a new course to the arms of another. Bet he's running his fingers through your hair by a fireplace. I thought we had a good thing, but you hit the ground running to a new dream. Yeah, he probably thinks he's something with his hands in your pocket, kissing in the moonlight. Got you buzzing like a neon sign. I still can't believe that used to be me. That used to be me and you talking about putting a little money down, planting some roots on some back road dirt. Me and you riding around on the outskirts of town. Let me just say, for what it's worth to me, wasn't worth it to you. After all this time going back to one from two. Looking back now, I can say it's hard to believe that used to be me. That used to be me. I can say that I'm fine and I don't miss you. But the truth is, girl, I'm always wishing to take things back when you just one more night. Cause then I get to hold you like I did that summer, those magnolias. I'll remember it forever, yeah, holding you close, sitting in the moonlight, got me buzzing like a neon sign. I still can't believe that used to be me. That used to be me and you talking about putting a little money down, planting some roots on some backhoe dirt. Me and you riding around on the outskirts of town. Let me just say what it's worth to me wasn't worth it to you. After all this time going back to one from two, looking back now I could see it's hard to believe that used to be me. That used to be me. Putting a little money down, planting some roots on the backhoe dirt. Me and you riding around on the outskirts of town. Let me just say what it's worth to me wasn't worth it to you. After all this time going back to one for two, looking back now I can say it's hard to believe that used to be. That used to be me. Heard you headed up north, trying to run from the summer. Yeah, you set a new course to the arms of another. Thank y'all.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about. You're keeping up great.
Yeah. Now I've got to follow that. This is a song I wrote with a friend of mine from Richmond, Kentucky. He wanted to write a song about his dad. And so before we got together, I kind of wrote some stuff down. What I kind of thought of song about your dad would be about, but we just pretty much threw my sheet away. His dad was an alcoholic when he was younger, and he said the biggest thing he remembered about his dad was just coming home at night and drinking until he passed out, but he would listen to classic country records. And he said, that's how I got introduced to old country music. So we came up with this song. This song's called Williams in the Dark. I was lucky enough to have this song debut on XM on Outlaw Country last year, so. I remember picking up his cans. Me and my brother were his biggest fans. He'd get to drinking, that's when he'd start. Daddy was singing Williams in the Dark. Never stopped until the break of dawn, singing all them sad old country songs. Could feel the pain that he had in his heart when Daddy was singing Williams in the Dark. He sang, there's a tear in my beer, hear that lonesome whistle blow. was singing Williams in the dark. We'd always watch him stumble off the bed. Tail until her face turned red. I don't remember all the things he said, but I remember Daddy singing Williams in the dark. He sang, "There's a tear in my beer. I hear that lonesome whistle blow. The drifting cowboy band singing Cold, Cold Heart," while Daddy was singing Williams in the dark. Tell you what, me and Daddy, we'd sing Williams in the dark. And we'd sing, "There's a tear in my beer. I hear that lonesome whistle blow. The drifting cowboy band singing Cold, Cold Heart," while Daddy was singing Williams in the dark. He sang, "There's a tear in my beer. I hear that lonesome whistle blow." I'd pick the strings and he would sing Cold, Cold Heart, while Daddy was singing Williams in the dark. That's just my daddy singing Williams in the dark. And I can still hear Daddy singing Williams in the dark.
Woo!
Thank you.
That's it. I'm going to attempt to play a new song that we just wrote. I always tend to do that to myself, but my roommate went through a breakup like a month or so ago, and they dated for quite a while, and she was like, 4 days later, she was like, "All right, I'm done being sad. Let's go out. Let's go have fun, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, okay, she's done. She's good. And it was just funny, and I think like there's like stages of the breakup. You know, you're sad at first, and then you're ready to go out a little bit, and then maybe you forget about it a little bit. And so she was in a different category there. But this one's called Shade of Blue. I hope y'all like it.
Same sweatpants 4 days straight. I ain't brushed my hair in days. I'll go out if I could and I should, but I can't, but I want to. I got a text at GNO. Well, hell, now I know I have to go. I took a shot at 10 o'clock and give it all that I got, cause I have to. And now I'm here and I'm laughing. Wrote my number on a napkin. What's the worst that could happen? Found me a different shade of blue. Who knew I'd be buzzing on a Tuesday night? Like that high life sign in a little black dress. Hot mess, falling for a pair of Levi's. Two-stepping all night between this denim on denim and the slow light dive for you. I think I like this shade of blue. I've learned there's a brighter side at a honky-tonk two-for-one price. I just kiss someone new without thinking of you, and the jukebox knows what to do. Found me a different shade of blue. Who knew I'd be buzzing on a Tuesday night like that high life sign in a little black dress, hot mess, falling for a pair of Levi's, two-stepping all night between this denim on denim and this low light dive bar hue. I think I like the shade of blue. Don't care about that two-tone Chevy or Kentucky ball cap. No, I don't want him back. Found me a different shade of blue. Who knew I'd be buzzing on a Tuesday night like that high life sign in a little black dress, hot mess, falling for a pair of Levi's, two-stepping all night between this denim on denim and this low light dive bar hue. I think I like this shade of blue. Thank you so much. Woo-hoo!
I know, like the Kentucky ball cap.
My guitar's buzzing, so we're just gonna deal with that. But all right, like I said, I grew up riding horses, training horses, and currently that's how I make a little bit of money. So this next one's called Tehachapi. It's this little place in California. It's special to me. I spent most summers there riding with my family, and I wrote this with Austin Plain, who's here tonight. And Maddie Lenhart.
Carry me home.
right, this next song right here is for all of you that have been told you can't do something, you do it anyway. This song right here is called Hell I Want. You say that I ain't country, but let me tell you about that 8-point on that wall right there. That bastard weighs 10 pounds. Drop the hammer down on a hand-me-down Remington 270. Granddaddy gave me when I turned 18 with a chamber full of memories. All the things you say that I don't, like hell I won't. Hit a mud hole, sink it to the frame. Hit a flathead with my bare hands and drag it to the bank. Got a rifle rack in the back, glass in a can of winter green. Got a spotlight in the front seat, game warden knows my name. All the things you see that I don't, like hell I want. Still got the same old buddies since I was 8 years old. Still riding around in back roads chasing whitetails when it's cold. These old boots got more miles than the 35s on my truck. We work hard but we get by cause the good Lord ain't good luck. All the things you say that I don't, like hell I want. Hit a mud hole, sink it to the frame. Hit the flathead with my bare hands and drag it to the floor. Got a rifle rack in the back, glass in a can. Spotlight in the front seat, game warden know my name. All the things you say that I don't, like hell I want. Tires on a Friday night till the sun turns on. Then I'll take the long way home. Hell I want. Like hell I want. Hit a mud hole, sink it to the frame. Hit the flathead with my bare hands and drag it to the floor. Got a rifle rack in the back, glass and a can of winter green. Got a spotlight in the front seat, game warden. Things you say that I don't, like hell I want. Like hell I want.
So Josh told us we could play a Toby Keith song. I was trying to decide if I was going to or not, but I actually posted this earlier. Last year, about this time last year, I just put a cover up of Should Have Been a Cowboy. It actually came out this month in 1993. When I was a kid, I mean, I love country music, but this guitar right here was the first guitar I ever got right here on my arm. My aunt gave me that guitar. Well, she passed away last year, so I had it put on my arm right here. But that was probably the second song I ever learned to play on guitar, was Should Have Been a Cowboy. The first song was Every Rose Has Its Thorn, which is weird. But I'm going to go ahead and play that song. I think so. Well, I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I asked you twice and begged you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied the knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy.
should've learned to run and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Jane and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should've been a cowboy. I would have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills chasing Jesse James. Ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, hanging out all night beneath the desert stars, dreaming my eye in a prayer. My heart, I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to run and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony, cattle drive. Stealing the young girl's heart, just like Jane and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been. Cowboy.
Y'all want to sing it one time for me? Let's hear you.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing the young girl's heart, just like Jane and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
Thank you.
Well, I don't normally end on a sad song, but like I said, I wrote a lot of vulnerable, sad songs this year, or last year, I should say. And my brother passed away when I was 5, and I always wanted to write a song about it, but not until it was like the perfect song, and I had a lot of pressure put on it, until I got this title, and then I knew it was finally time to write it. So this is called Visiting Hours, and this will be out soon, too, but I hope y'all like it. I wrote it with Nicole Croteau and Chris Utley.
When are you releasing it?
Soon.
Soon?
It's not the next one, or the next one, or the next one, but the next
after
one.
After that, great.
So it's coming this year, though. So.
Hey. I know it's been a while, and I've got so much to fill you in on. Mom teaches at the same school, and I finally made the big move, trying to make all my dreams come true. If you make friends with an angel, maybe they could let me in. Yeah, do me a favor, 'cause I wouldn't miss it. Been sitting here wishing they'd open those gates, even just for a minute. I'd be right on time, be the first one in line, and I'd show up with flowers if heaven had visiting hours. Change, there's been a lot of it. We've got another brother now, and he's 11. Granddaddy's hanging in there, and Dad's got some gray hairs. If you could meet up, just tell me where, 'cause I wouldn't miss it. Been sitting here wishing they'd open those gates, even just for a minute. I'd be right on time, be the first one in line, and I'd show up with flowers if heaven had visiting hours. I give anything to see that smile and hug you one more time. Maybe you could ask God to leave on that porch light. 'Cause I wouldn't miss it. Been sitting here wishing they'd open those gates, even just for a minute. I'd be right on time, be the first one in line, and I'd show up with flowers if heaven had visiting hours. Hey, I know it's been a while, and I've got so much to fill you in on. Thank you very much.
Woo! I'd say you definitely did him justice on that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Turn this back on. Alrighty. Let's get this back so I'm not screaming at y'all. Have y'all heard Sleeping on the Blacktop by Colter Wall? Some people. Cool, cool, cool. The cool ones. This is kind of that vibe. It's called Dead Man's Alley. If you've been to Memphis, there's a bar there called Ernestine and Hazel's. And story goes, these women took it over, turned it into a brothel before it became a bar. So that's what this is about.
She was sitting one eye from me, a half flask away from New Orleans, southbound on a one-way train, sipping through 40 years of pain. I walked up and asked her for a light. She started telling me stories to pass the time about a girl in a bootstrap world, gunpowder and a string of pearls. She called me Hazel cause she liked my eyes. Then leaned in and whispered, I'm about to change your life. And I teach you how to bury your sin, pay your hand and money and men, be another pretty face in the crowd, and they'll never know it's you who let the hammer down. I know a place where no one survives, too far down for the sun to find, half a mile south of the pits of hell on Dead Man's Alley, where demons don't kiss and tell. That train came screeching to a halt in the land of the bayou and voodoo dolls. Next thing I knew she'd slipped away before I got the chance to ask her name. Found a place where the red light's always on. Cash was quick, but the nights go way too long. Trouble came like a blood-soaked blade about the time I heard her say, let me teach you how to bury your sin, play your hand in money and men, be another pretty face in the crowd, and they'll never know it's you who let the hammer down. I know a place where no one survives, too far down for the sun to find, half a mile south of the pits of hell on Dead Man's Alley, demons don't kiss and tell. Demons don't kiss and tell. Oh. 20 years of running beneath my feet, stumbled into a parlor on Beale Street, caught a glimpse of a strand of pearls. She was sipping scotch and moving the girls. Said, you finally found me, why'd it take so long? And I could use a partner. If your running's done, call it Ernestine and Hazel's store. But on that second floor, we'll teach you how to bury your sin, play your hand and money and men, be another pretty face in the crowd, know it's you who let the hammer down. I know a place where no one survives, too far down for the sun to find, half a mile south of the pits of hell on Dead Man's Alley, where demons don't kiss and tell. Oh, demons don't kiss and tell. Oh,
y'all so much. Sam's doing.
Well, I just want to say you guys rock, and I'm so glad I got to play with you guys tonight. And the guys from the first round, y'all kicked ass, okay? I'm going to finish off the whole set with another sad song. I got a buddy, his mom died a few years back, and about a little less than a year ago, his two-year-old son died. And I was actually leaving Nashville, and he called me and asked me to come spend a week with him. And on the way there, me and a buddy from, his name is Matt England, and he's actually, I met him here. We wrote this song on the drive, but yeah, this one's called Hey Buddy. Hey buddy, I hope this ain't a bad time, but I've been running through our memories all night. If you met Jesus and all those streets really made of gold, I won't keep you. There's just some things you ought to know. I'll keep my side of the deal and hold you close and love your mama. And when it don't feel real, I'll hold your picture as a reminder that you'll always be my baby boy, and I'll see you another time. But until then, I need you to know I can't wait for you to show me the other side. Yeah. I can't help but imagine the hug my mama gave you, 'cause I know she heard you were on your way. She was waiting there to meet you. It ain't easy being strong, but I know you're holding on to Jesus as he's showing you around. And I'll keep my side of the deal and hold you close and love your mama. And when it don't feel real, I'll hold your picture as a reminder that you'll always be my baby boy, and I'll see you another time. But until then, I need you to know I can't wait for you to show me the other side. Close and love your mama. And when it don't feel real, I'll hold your picture as a reminder that you'll always be my baby boy. I'll see you another time. But until then, I need you to know I can't wait. Yeah, until then, I need you to know I can't wait for you to show me the other side. Thank y'all so much.
Hey, it just keeps getting a little bit better and better.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.